This is the Talk of Akron, WNIR 100 FM. Call now, 330-673-1234. Toll free from anywhere, 800-669-4100. Or star 100 on your Alltel cell phone. Now, here's Tom Erickson.
All right, there you have it. President Bush's speech on this, the fifth anniversary of September 11th, 2001. What did you think of the president's speech? Did you like it? Or did you think that the same old stuff? I noted that ABC News sort of took a shot at President Bush for talking about Iraq on this, the fifth anniversary of 9/11. Any comments on that? Alltel Liveline, star 100, 330-673-1234, 800-669-4100. Again, we're taking your reaction to the president's speech tonight. The numbers are Alltel Liveline, star 100. 330-673-1234, 800-669-4100. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
Professor Eric Ludwig is in the building. President Bush, here are some of the things that he said tonight. President Bush has warned the war on terror is just beginning. It must be fought until either civilized nations or the terrorists emerge victorious. Bush says the war against terrorism is the calling of our generation and urged Americans to put aside differences and fight to victory. Bush says Islamic extremists are driven by a perverted vision of Islam that hates freedom, rejects tolerance, and despises all dissent. Perhaps some of our listeners tonight who practice Islam could call and comment. Bush says that while America did not ask for the war and everyone wishes it was over, the country faces an enemy determined to bring death and suffering into our homes. The president, in his remarks tonight, says enemies of freedom have not been idle the past 5 years, even if the United States hasn't been attacked again. He also says America cherishes the memory of those killed on 9/11, and the country won't back down from the work they have begun. I also noted, with interest, the president talking about some of the terrorist masterminds we have captured and who are now have been shipped to Guantanamo Bay. One being Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11. Apparently, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has been talking. Well, we'd like for you to talk right now. Alltel Liveline, star 100, 330-673-1234, 800-669-4100. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What a speech tonight by George Churchill Bush.
George Churchill Bush, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he stood right there in front of the American people and he told everybody what he's told us before. You're either with us or you're against us.
So why don't we...
You're going to help us, Democrats, win this war, or you're going to help us lose this war.
Why don't we attack Pakistan, then, for helping out Osama?
Well, I think we could covertly do that. I'm sure there's some people in Afghanistan that... don't like Musharraf or the Taliban, that we could maybe slip a few bucks to cause a little rabble-rousing over there.
These are pretty, these words he used tonight.
Well, they're strong words. We're
very
at war.
Strong.
What do you want? We're at war.
It's not to what I don't want. I mean, these are his words, and it's not what I want. It's are the people listening?
Are the people listening?
Are they listening?
The people who have an education and understand why we're at war, the masses that read the Beacon Journal and listen to Chris Matthews and seem to care more about burping and drinking beer instead of worrying about the country and other things that happen.
President says the war on terror is just beginning, and must be fought until either civilized nations or the terrorists emerge victorious. I think the president pretty much laid it on the line tonight.
He pretty much laid it on the line for the civilized world, as in Europe, Israel, ourselves, the ones with enough sense that knows that our existence is threatened at some point by these Islamo-fascists and their allies, much like Syria and Venezuela.
The president urged Americans to put aside differences and fight to victory. Obviously,
our democratic leaders don't want to pursue the war like it should be pursued. They want to play patty cake and nice talk with the enemy. Look at Abu Ghraib. Look at the movie that's been on TV, Path of 9-1-1, and you can see that you have to have, it was basically said by the one CIA agent, you have to have four people commit to killing Osama bin Laden, and every time we're going to go after the bad guys, we're going to have four people, we're going to ask four people for permission.
I
think Franklin Roosevelt asked four people before he bombed Dresden to dust in a firestorm? Do you think Truman asked four people before he nuked Hiroshima? We've gone too far in this country. You and I both know that. We've talked about it many times. The laws and everything. The rule of law. You know, when you're at war, the hell with the rule of law. The bad guys don't play by the rules. Why should we?
Yeah, I thought it was... Were you referencing last night's movie?
Yes, I've watched that and I'm watching it right now.
It's pretty good.
Good movie. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I want to get back to... I noted with interest the reference made last night to the current administration at that particular time, which would have been the Clinton administration, treating this as law and order.
Exactly. Well, they did. Bill Clinton got right up there and said we could not go after Osama bin Laden because we didn't have the rule of law on our side to go after him. He was more worried about Monica and what she was doing than getting Osama bin Laden.
Probably more worried about himself.
And more worried about himself and his political career and how he had to look good. You know, President Clinton had to always look good.
Who was the guy in the movie, while we're talking about the movie, who the actor, what's his name? Harvey Keitel played...
John O'Neill.
John O'Neill. Who was his partner there? Who? I've seen him in movies before.
Oh.
Who did he, was he playing Richard Clark? Who played Richard Clark?
I don't remember that. I do like the character of Kirk, the CIA guy.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, I mean, if they...
From the new Kids on the Block. He's a good actor.
He's a very good actor. Both Wahlbergs are very good actors.
Yes, they are.
Mark and Donnie. But you know, the one part that really bothered me the most was when they had him in their sights to get him with the Northern Alliance. And they could, and he handed them binoculars right to that CIA operative and said, look, and there he was. My God, if I would have had a sniper rifle, they should have took him out right then and there. You know what? I would have gladly went to jail for that.
That was one of the scenes they left in.
Well, hey, I'm going to go here. Let's get some of the Democratic fools on there to talk so we can hear them talk tonight and spew their
vote. Yes, let's hear from some, if you didn't vote for Bush, let's hear from you tonight.
Well, you didn't have to, you didn't, you know, well, yes, let's hear from the Venom Spewers. That's next. Because they'd rather play patty cake than kill people.
Why was it important for ABC News to point out that Bush brought up the Iraq War? Just again, not even seconds after his speech, something negative.
Because that's the way they are. The news media, they do not like him for what he's done and his persecution of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you know, any dig they can throw, they're going to throw.
Was it fair for the president to reference 9/11 as to one of the reasons to take out Saddam?
Well, I think the jury's still out on that.
Really?
Yeah, I personally think that they can't come out and say everything that we know or want to say. There are secrets that are hidden that'll never be found. You and I both know that. There's secrets buried and buried and buried that will never be found. And that could be one of them that may never be found.
All right, Earl, thanks.
Love you, babe.
See you, man.
Bye.